Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage Fenelon, and today's show is all about change. Change. Not everybody likes change. Some people love it, some people don't. Some people like it and not like it, depending upon what the change is. We're going to talk about change today. First, we're going to talk about the kinds of change, the different kinds of change. And I'll share some of my personal experiences with you regarding change. Then we're going to look to Scripture to see what Scripture says about change. And then finally, we're going to consider how Mary handled change. I've got a great example for you. So stay tuned. First of all, before we dig into the topic of the show, let me express my gratitude to you for your support and prayers. They've been coming in, the comments and you know, the different kinds of support in many different ways, the kind words and so on. And thank you for spreading the word about the show. That's how people are going to find out about Simply Holy, by you. You sharing, you commenting, you liking it on the various platforms that allow a like button. And thank you also for helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. Always, always topmost in my mission and my mind. So let's pray. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together today, for drawing us into this podcast, this unique way of sharing our faith. Mother Mary, I thank you. I thank you for urging me to speak and for nudging my listeners to listen today, to tune into this show. Thank you, Mother Mary. And Heavenly Father, dear Mother Mary, we pray, we ask you for open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that you have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, folks, I'm Marge Steinhage Fenelon, and our topic today is change. And we're going to consider how God speaks to us through change. Because God's always talking to us through the experience of our lives, and he talks to us through change as well. What are the kinds of change? What kinds of change am I talking about? Well, change can be good or bad. It can be something that we look forward to or something that we dread. So, for example, it could be a move that we've needed to make, maybe in our job, and we've worked really hard, and we got that job we were so wishing for, and that will, you know, we think will change our situation, will change our lives. You know, I'm sure you've been in a situation like that. Maybe it wasn't your job, maybe it was something similar, but I'm sure that you had something like that where you had a change that you were looking forward to. Then there's the change that you absolutely dread. So it could be maybe you lost your job. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe the change was in your own health. Who knows? You know, it could be so many different things. We're always in flux, I think. You know, the world is always changing. We're always changing within that world. So it can be expected or unexpected, depending upon how it rolls out. And that can be tough, whether it's expected or unexpected, but it's especially the change that's unexpected that can be really difficult for us to deal with. I'm one of those people. I am one of those people for sure. And I can tell you about my experience with change because something recently came up for me. Maybe if you're following me on Facebook, you probably saw my post. So within a matter of months, my cardiologist retired. So this is a guy that I've been seeing for many years, and I love him. He worked really hard. You know, he keeps me healthy is what he does. So, you know, since we've got heart disease in our family, then, you know, it's important for me to follow up always and have somebody on my team to make sure that I stay healthy so I can serve you better. So my cardiologist retired, and then the hairdresser I've had for many years, the hairstylist, she was just amazing, and you know, she just knew how to do it right. I don't know if you're in that lucky of a situation, that fortunate of a situation where you've got somebody who you know works on your hair, and even you guys, you know, I've seen some disaster guy haircuts as well. But you know, when you find that right person and you just click. Well, anyway, so she made the announcement that she was stopping being a hairstylist effective immediately because she was going to pursue a nursing career. So she was in nursing school already, and it was getting to be too much to continue her hairstyling business and go to school to become a nurse. So she decided that was it. She just called it quits, literally, and it was about 2 days before my appointment with her. And, you know, again, I'm happy for her, and I totally understand. She's got small children. She wants to give them time and good care while she's going through school. So excellent, excellent reason. But, boy, that hit me like a ton of bricks because it's hard for me to find someone who can work on my hair and do a good job of it. So that happened. So my cardiologist and then my hairstylist. Well, then I get this letter in the mail that says my family practitioner, you guessed it, is retiring. Yay! This is a doctor who, she's a good Catholic doctor. We not only see eye to eye, but I trust her inherently with my health. I could go to her with just the simplest things or the very complex things, and immediately she'd see through it and into it and know what I needed to do to get right back on track with my health. And man, I am so happy for her. But I am so unhappy for me because that relationship was in many ways sacred to me. And she was such a supporter of my work. And that was what was so nice about her. You know, she would always tell me, you know, we got to keep you healthy so you can keep doing what you're doing because we just love you, Marge. Well, okay, so that's a lot of change in one span over, you know, just several months. And I, you know, change isn't my favorite thing to begin with. Even when it's good change, I struggle with change. Even you're going to laugh, my husband does all the time, but even something as simple as rearranging the furniture or redoing a room, I know it sounds ridiculous, but there's something about change that unsettles me, even when it's good change. So here was major change in my life times three, that none of which I considered to be good change. You see where I'm going with this? Yes, because here's the thing. I considered these things to be bad change. But God apparently, obviously, didn't think the same way. You see, change, regardless of whether it's good or bad, it challenges us. It tests our concept of God's power. Why is that? Because we want to maintain control of our lives. So if it's good change, we want to take responsibility for that good change. Hey, I got this new job and it's a great job. I did this. I chose this great doctor. Or I decided to quit seeing this terrible doctor. You know, it's always the I. We get in our own way of that because we want control. We want control. And if it's a bad change, a negative change, then right away, what are we doing? Well, God took this and this away from me. I've been there. I'm sure you've been there. I have no doubt. So that's what it does. It tests our concept of God's power. And not only that, but it also tests our concept of God's wisdom. Now, there's a passage, you know, whenever I'm stuck with a situation that's hard for me to digest or accept, I go to Scripture because it's all in there. It's always in there every time. And so I did a search. It was kind of interesting that initially I did not pull up many, at least not in my concordance, I did not pull up any passages directly on change. Isn't that funny? But there were different ways of phrasing it. And I think that's why it took me a little while to find it. But I found a passage that spoke to me so clearly in my present situation, but then also just about change in general. And that is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, and it's verse 18 through 21. Starts at Isaiah 43:18, and it's not long. I'm going to read that for you so we can think about it and talk about it a little bit. Here it is. This is Isaiah 43, chapter 18. You can look it up on your own if you want. You could even, if you're at your computer, maybe you can even, you know, pull it up before you and look at it. If you got your Bible handy, do that as well. Remember not the events of the past. The things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In the desert, I make a way. In the wasteland, rivers. Wild beasts honor me, jackals and ostriches. For I put water in the desert and rivers in the wasteland for my chosen people to drink. The people whom I formed for myself, that they might announce my praise. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? I love that. I love that. Especially that first part, because that's the part that really speaks to me. Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago, consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? So I'm going to definitely bookmark this particular passage, because I'm sure, I have no doubt I'll go back to it. No doubt at all. But right now, it, you know, as I'm looking at it with these changes that have made me so unhappy, I can hear God speaking to me so clearly. You know, he's saying, see, don't look back. I'm doing something new here. Hang on. If, you know, if I can make a way in the desert and I can put water in the wasteland, I surely can see you through losing your doctors and your hairstylist. You know, doesn't it sound kind of trite when you think of all the Israelites were through? But in any case, I love this, and I encourage you to look at that passage as well when you are faced with change that you are struggling with, whether it's good or bad, because all change is stressful. You look it up in the psychology journals, and they'll say all change, regardless of what kind of change, change is always stressful. So we need to remember that. We need to remember that God is doing something new in our lives, and that's beautiful. Maybe it's hard, but it's beautiful. He does this all for his chosen people. Who are they? Who are these chosen? You are one of his chosen ones, and so am I, and he's doing that for us. Now I want to look at change in our Blessed Mother's life, change in Mary's life. Now, there were a lot of changes, but there's one in particular that I have on my mind and heart today, and that is the flight to Egypt. Okay, so if you're not familiar with the story, Herod learns from the Magi that there will be a king born to the Israelites. King to the Israelites. And Herod, greedy man that he was and power hungry, he did not want this at all. He didn't want his throne taken out from under him, literally or figuratively. So what does he do? He sends his henchmen out to kill the king, the newborn king, but he doesn't know which one it is. He doesn't know who that is. So he just wants every single firstborn male in every single household, age 2 and under, killed. Boom. And he sends them out. And there they are. That's the slaughter of the innocents that we celebrate. Remember, you know, I have a hard time saying celebrate, but we observe it. Let's put it that way. We observe it during, you know, in those first few days after Christmas, the slaughter of the innocents. So here's the Holy Family, and in a dream, Saint Joseph learns you have to get up and go now. You have to take Mary, you have to take the baby, and you have to flee to Egypt. Get up, get out, now. Move, because Herod wants to kill Jesus. Now think about that as change, in the context of change. Just think about that. Up and out. They had to pack up and pull out at a moment's notice. And here Mary had just given birth to this beautiful baby boy, and now his life's in danger. So they have to scoot. They have to go. And where are they going to go? They have to go to a foreign country. So they're not even going to a familiar, safe place. They're fleeing to a foreign country. So everything is different there. The foods, the customs, the people, the likely the way they dress, the way they conduct business, the resources. Just, I mean, think of this as change. That's massive. And then they have no place to live, and they have no guaranteed means of income. Yes, Joseph was a carpenter, but it's not like he had a job lined up. You know, poor Saint Joseph. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, this man just learned that his betrothed was pregnant and it was not his child. I mean, think about change here. Think about how he had to accept and digest and grapple with this idea that Mary was carrying the Savior in her womb. That's a big change to begin with. And now he's got to run off to Egypt and provide for his family along the way. And once he gets there, and he's got to protect them from bloodthirsty killers. Saint Joseph, I love you. I mean, when I think about this, it's just, wow. So, and Mary, where's Mary in all this? Well, it doesn't specifically say anything that she said or specifically that she did, but we know she participated willingly in God's plan. We know the end of the story. The end of the story is that they return and all is well because Mary listened, Joseph listened to God's will and did what was necessary without making a big deal of it. They just said, okay, here's a change. God knows what he's doing. And so we follow along. And that is a beautiful example for me. So I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been thinking about Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. But I've also been thinking about the flight to Egypt. Because that's a change. That's change in the nth degree, as far as I'm concerned. That's huge. And it makes my change look really like nothing. Really nothing. And so I've been praying a lot, and I will continue to pray to Saint Joseph to help provide new professionals for me to replace the ones that I've lost. And I'll be praying for the grace to be at peace with this and to be meek and humble, for humility. I'll be asking our Blessed Mother for humility as I face this change. And I hope this inspires you as well in the times that you are facing change that maybe it's hard to grapple with. Because God is doing something new. When we have change, he's doing something new and beautiful. And do you not perceive it? So don't miss it. Don't miss that opportunity to perceive God's love in the change. All right, my friends. Wow. Lot to ponder today on the show. And I'll even be pondering more so as I move forward. Maybe I'll give you an update next week on how that's all going. But in the meantime, as we go through our week, let's remember that God puts change in our lives not to confound us, but to guide, protect, and strengthen us so that we may announce his praise. So that we may announce his praise. Well, it's time to end the show. And it makes me sad because I really enjoy this time. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become a part of my ministry, subscribe to my newsletter or invite me to speak, please visit margefenlon.com. And as a little perk to new subscribers, I have a great printable there, some awesome Mary quotes from my book, My Queen, My Mother, A Living Novena, A Marian Pilgrimage Across America. So you get a freebie there when you subscribe to my website. That's margefenlon.com. I've got a wealth of good stuff there. Awesome inspiration and joy just waiting for you there. You also can connect with me on my website. So there's the contact form in the upper right menu. Or you can email me at marge@margefenlon.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. But follow me so we can keep in touch, because I'd love to know what kinds of changes you're facing and how you're dealing with them, for sure. And I'd like to pray for you. Above all, I'd like to pray for you. I've got a prayer request form on my website, and I really do pray for those people. Every time a prayer request comes in, I immediately say a Hail Mary for that intention. And then when I go to my weekly Mass and adoration time at my parish, then I put all of those concerns before our Lord. So, my prayer request, subscribe. What else can I tell you? Hey, just search March Fenelon and you'll find me. I can't wait to hear from you. Before you go, I ask one thing of you. I ask you to help me bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with people in your life. You know somebody going through change? You know somebody who needs to get to know the Blessed Mother a little better? Share this podcast. And even for the sheer enjoyment of hearing about somebody else's change stories, please share the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.